This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Our man Jason Caldwell inside the Auburn Tigers joining us to kick off this 9 o'clock hour on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Jason, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, guys. How about y'all?
Fine. Remarkable resilience last night. Auburn's by 10 against Kentucky after an absolutely awful start. As you look back on it and as you digest it all, what were the main points about the win last night that resonate with you, Jason?
I think a couple of things, Barry. I think first is that this team continues to show that they can win games in a lot of different ways. Last night was probably the perfect example of that. When you shoot the ball, as bad as this team can shoot it, and you still find a way to beat a much bigger team and physical too. I think that was probably the thing that stood out to me the most, that they found a way to win in a game that didn't play very well.
Against a really good team as well. In the second half, Kentucky retook the lead, but then Bryce Brown made a couple of big shots and really lit the fire, and Auburn wins by double digits. Your thoughts on Bryce Brown last night? Still didn't look healthy to me, but again, found a way to contribute and help his team get the win.
Yeah, I think it shows you the kind of player he's become. When you look at, as Bruce Pearl said, that had he not scored a point, he might have been the difference in winning the game because of his defense alone. I mean, the job he did in the second half, especially down the stretch. And that's the thing, people kind of maybe look at it the opposite, but the key for Auburn last night, they struggled on the interior, and they're going to against really big teams. The key was perimeter pressure and not letting Kentucky kind of get set up in that offense as much, and especially down the stretch, those last 5 minutes. Bryce, Jared Harper, and those guys at the top of here, they really got after it defensively. But if you look at Bryce, and I think he kind of earned the title of warrior after you play like that, like he did last night, because he didn't know earlier in the day if he was even going to play at all. And to go from that to scoring 18 points, 4 of 7 threes after missing his first two, but he earned a lot of respect last night, and I think he probably went a long way towards maybe being the SEC Player of the Year the way he played last night.
You know, Jason, I've always thought that, a lot of basketball success is hustle. Things that, you just can't coach. Hustle, heart, getting after it. And I thought a prime example of that last night was right before halftime. Auburn didn't make the bucket, but Kentucky shot late in the first half trying to run the clock out. Auburn got the rebound, goes down the floor and tries to score real quick. Unfortunately, didn't make it, but I thought, man, a lot of teams would have, whatever, let's go into halftime. And to me, that's kind of been the way this team's been all year, just taking every ounce of time and energy to try to make something positive happen.
Yeah, I think this team's almost like a swarm of bees at times, where you look up and they're going in completely different direction, but 1,000 miles an hour, but under control. That's the difference in this team than in years past. They've gone really fast, but it would be out of control, whether Simeon Bowers, throwing the ball away, doing those things. Jared Harper, the job he's done at running the team and knowing when to run, knowing when to push it, knowing when to set it up, doing all those things, it's made a huge difference for these guys. But you're right, and I thought, that energy and hustle and all those things, it probably kept them in the game last night when they were started 1 for 16, because, they're only down 4 after going 1 for 16 from the floor, because they were turning Kentucky over. They weren't giving up baskets. It was the defense that kept them in the game until the offense could get going, and that's as much a difference as we've seen maybe as anything with this team.
It certainly lends to promise down the stretch, and you brought up something that I brought up earlier. And I've seen a lot of SEC basketball. I don't know that anybody has been a more valuable player to their team in the SEC than Bryce Brown. It's been well documented that he only got one Power 5 offer coming out of high school, and that was at Auburn. And I think right now, if if I had to put odds on it, he's the odds-on favorite to win the SEC Player of the Year. Anybody else out there that you think might challenge him? I think it's his. If he just finishes, the way he's played this season.
Yeah, I think you look and I think he would have to be the favorite right now. I mean, you look at a couple of guys in Tennessee that have played really well.
Yeah.
I think Chris Gio's at Florida, those guys. But if this team does, what they have in front of them, which is if they have a chance to finish this off and win the league, then I don't see how there's any way possible that Bryce Brown wouldn't be your SEC Player of the Year if this team wins the overall league title, just because of what he's meant to this team, not only because he leads them in scoring, but he may be the best perimeter defensive player in this league too, and that definitely should count for something as well.
Jason Caldwell inside the Auburn Tigers at autigers.com. Tomorrow, Auburn baseball starts. A quick preview. What can fans look for from this baseball team, Jason? What do you think is the proper outlook there?
Yeah, I think you're looking at take to be, I guess, next to the bottom in the SEC West. I don't know that that's as much of an indictment on Auburn as it is the fact that you start looking across this division and you look at Ole Miss, potential College World Series team, Arkansas, potential College World Series team, LSU, potential College World Series team, Texas A&M, potential College World Series, Mississippi State as well. I mean, this division is just loaded. This is probably closer to 1997 than I can remember in terms of baseball, in terms of depth in this league. A lot of really good teams, especially in the West. But I think you look at this team, and you start with Casey Mize. Can he pick up where he left off? And can Davis Daniel, Montgomery native, can he take that step that Casey Mize took last year? I think that's where it starts. You got several really good freshmen on the mound. Tanner Burns, the guy that I think they feel like is going to have a really good freshman year. Cody Greenhill may be the closer for this team as a true freshman. And then I think in the field, it's probably depth may be the key word on both sides. Not a huge roster, but they got a lot of players that can contribute and play. And you have seniority back and veteran guys along the infield. But there's a couple of guys, and Edward Julian, a kid from Quebec City, that's going to be in the lineup somewhere. He's a left-handed bat that has a lot of pop. Steven Williams, another true freshman. Left-handed bat. And then, I think you look at how well guys like Connor Davis do playing in the outfield for the first time in left field. I think the potential is there for more offense for this team than they had last year. If they can do that, which Thompson always wants to go pitching, dominate the routine play on defense, and timely hitting. But if you can add some power to that, this team has a chance to do some good things.
It should be interesting. Goodness knows I'm certainly looking forward to college baseball beginning. Spring practice is, my gosh, Jason, is just a little bit more than 2 weeks away for Auburn football. Give us a really interesting competitive position battle that we can look for in spring practice, either offensively or defensively.
It's got to be running back for me. You look at Kerryon Johnson, Cam Patway both gone. You look in Cam Martin back as the most experienced player. Malik Miller and Devin Bear played some. You add in redshirt freshman, Jatarvis Whitlow, Bowie Whitlow from Lafayette, who's the guy that has a ton of ability just trying to get used to being a running back. Then you bring in Alabama Mr. Football, Asa Martin, as an early high school graduate already on campus. There's a five-man race at running back, and those guys are going to get a ton of touches, and they're going to get a lot of live reps. I think that's going to be the biggest difference is that you don't have a guy that you know for sure at that running back position that you kind of take it easy with in the spring. I think it's full bore at running back this spring, and I think they're going to have a pretty good idea of what they have coming out of spring practice.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting to watch and follow, and we certainly look forward to talking with you about it as spring practice rolls around. But I tell you, Jason, we might be in a caught in a predicament we haven't been caught in quite about a while. We might be talking more about Auburn basketball in 2 weeks and beyond than we will Auburn football. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I mean, there's an opportunity that we could be talking a lot about Auburn and Alabama basketball here down the stretch. You look at Auburn, and Auburn has put themselves in a great position to, at a minimum, earn one of those top four seeds in the SEC tournament, get a two-day bye, and be playing for the weekend in St. Louis, and then playing for seeding purposes in the NCAA tournament. I think this team has done everything so far, put themselves in that spot, got another opportunity to win a road game this weekend at South Carolina. And if you do that, well, you've probably even cemented even further your opportunity to have a chance to win this league.
Jason, you mentioned Cam Petway, and it reminded me of an article I read earlier in this week. Some NFL scouts have not been very complimentary about him, even saying that there was some talk even from some people at Auburn about Petway. It certainly sounds, if it's true, that they certainly weren't sad to see him move on. Did you ever notice any issues with Cam Petway in terms of maybe, not being as focused as he needed to be on the team? One guy went as far to call him a mess.
Yeah, no, I didn't see any of that. He's the guy that, even in bowl practices when they're on campus, he was there knowing that he wasn't going to be able to play in the game. And I thought, he's a guy that could have checked out much earlier than that. I'm just always kind of wary of these sources where somebody doesn't put their name on it, especially when you talk about NFL and NFL draft, because, hey, these guys will go out of their way to trash somebody hoping that he falls and they can take him in a draft. So I'm always kind of wary of that, guys doing it self-serving for their own purposes or for their own teams. And so I think that way everything for him is in front of him, and it starts with those combine opportunities. I think for him, I'd like to see that way. I'd love to see him go in at 225 pounds instead of the 235, 240,
yeah,
and see what he ran and show his agility. But I immediately crossed that article off. I read it too when they talked about his lack of vision and lack of ability to make people miss. I went, have they been paying attention? Did they watch him play at all? Because that guy was really good at getting to the second level for a guy that weighed 240 pounds. So, yeah, I think, obviously, not playing and injury concerns are going to be a mark for Petway. But I think if he goes out and shows out at the combine, I think a lot of that stuff will take care of itself.
Very good stuff. Jason Caldwell, Inside the Auburn Tigers. It's online at autigers.com. How do people subscribe, Jason?
Yep, can check us out. Everything there, autigers.com. And if you look through my videos from last night, whether it be the celebration videos, Bruce Pearl, those things, sign up links at the bottom. So you can sign up there for a magazine, a website as well, and then you can follow me on Twitter at ITATJason.
Jason, thank you so much for the time. We will talk with you again next week.